Good morning, everybody. My name, for those that don't already know me, is Kathy Duffy, and I am the Senior Community Support Worker for Devon Insight. I know you will have all had a message when you called in, but just to remind people, at this point, we will be muting callers. You will still be able to hear the speaker, but we will not be able to hear you. That's just to make it an easier experience for everybody and so that everyone is able to hear Stuart clearly. We're delighted to be able to welcome Stuart Ling from Humanware, who is going to be our speaker today. And at the end of the session, if we have time, we will be opening up to some questions if people have any that they would like to ask Stuart or myself. So on that note, Stuart, welcome, and I will be handing over to you.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Yeah, what a wonderful welcome. Appreciate that. Thank you. So my name is Stuart Ling. I work for a company called Humanware, and we specialize in technology for the visually impaired and blind. So 100% of our business is products to help those with a visual impairment or blindness. And of course, with the things as they have been, I think, you know, independence is so essential always, but especially these last couple of months have kind of shown us how important independence is, isn't it? Really, really necessary and needed. So whereas, you know, previously perhaps we could go to the neighbour and say, do you mind reading this letter that has come for me? You know, the current situation is that we're still not able to do that. Hopefully, you know, we'll get back to a bit more normality, you know, as soon as we can. But in the meantime, we know how important independence is. So the idea is that our products are designed to help people to be more independent. And the idea of today is just to raise awareness about these products. I think the worst thing for me is when somebody says, oh, I wish I'd known about this 4 years ago. So it's nice to have the opportunity to speak to you all, let you know a bit about our lovely products and give you some information. We do have brochures available. So at the end of the session, if that's okay with Kathy, I'll just mention that if anybody would like any brochures, then, you know, just to let me know your name, and then perhaps if you give permission, then I can get your details
Kathy. Hello.
I think we've got...
I'm sorry, everyone. We've got someone that's interrupting our call. If Tracy or Louise will be on that...
Hi guys, yeah, it's Louise here. Just to let you know, sorry, we do have some interference, but they are being dismissed from the room as soon as they arrive. I was a bit slow there, so I do apologise. Sorry.
No, don't be silly.
Carry on, Stuart.
A fine job. Well done.
Thank you.
Only one slip through the net. I'm sure there's lots and lots that you're dealing with.
Oh,
well done.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Carry on. Sorry.
So the idea is just to raise awareness, to let people know that this technology does exist. Because it can be, you know, a real benefit to those that have these pieces of technology. You know, they use them every day, and it makes a big difference in their daily living. So, one thing also to mention is that at the moment we've got some special offers available. We've got an autumn offer available, so I'll kind of mention those as we go along as well. For those that have heard about this technology, you'll be aware about the cost. Obviously, it is specialist equipment, and there's a lot of research and development that goes into making it so simple and easy to use and useful. And it's the same as hearing impairment, isn't it? For those that perhaps choose to, they've got other options available with regards to hearing impairment. Just a similar thing with visual impairment. Technology is available. Obviously, there is a cost. Unfortunately, but I'll go through the prices as we go along. I'll also mention the autumn offer as well that we've got available, and we've got some payment options as well. So I'll start off by mentioning our Explore 5, a really good place to start. The Explore 5 is a 5-inch handheld electronic magnifier. Some of you may have one, or some of you may have heard of it. The nice thing about electronic magnification is that I'll go through some of the benefits as we go along. I'll explain the device. It's a 5-inch handheld electronic magnifier. So I call the size roughly, you know, a large deck of cards. And it's a 5-inch screen with really simple tactile buttons. So the nice thing is that you don't need to look for the buttons. You can feel them. They have tactile markers on them. And the idea is that one button makes the text larger on the screen. The other one makes it smaller. And then there's another button that changes the contrast. So we know with any visual impairment, contrast is so essential, isn't it? You know, we think about some food packaging, for example. Often, you know, the print not only is very small, but the contrast often is very, very poor, isn't it? So it may be that it's beige background with light blue writing, and which is very, very challenging to be able to see. Even for sighted persons, you know, that can be really tricky. So the nice thing with electronic magnification is that you can add additional contrast. So even if it's beige and blue, you can change it so that it's crisp black on white, or white on black, or black on yellow. So we know that many of the VIP badges, they're black on yellow, aren't they? Because there's such a good contrast, it's much easier to see. So the nice thing about electronic magnification is that it doesn't matter what the original looks like, you can change it to your preferred color contrast. The device has a handle that can be used like a traditional magnifier, but it also has a reading stand. So at the moment, I've got a document on the table in front of me, and then I've got my magnifier, my Explore 5, on top of the document. And with the reading stand, it actually means that the screen sits at a 45-degree angle. So rather than holding the magnifier in front of our eye and then holding the document just underneath that, we know that when our arm is in that locked position, it's very uncomfortable, isn't it? And we're not going to read for an extended period of time because our arm is going to get quite tired. But with this, I'm not holding the magnifier at all because it's just sitting on top of my document. And that just means that I can just move it along the document as appropriate. So of course, if it's a letter, I'm going to start on the left-hand side of the document, and then I'm just going to slowly move it along the document until I get to the end of that line. And then of course, we'll just move it back along. Now, one of the lovely features of the device is that you can actually put a little line on the screen. So you press two buttons simultaneously, and that puts a line on the screen. And that's really useful when we're using it to read a document. Because, of course, if we're moving along the line and then we have to find the beginning of the next line, then we might, you know, skip a line, or we might reread the same line. So with that little facility, a little black, thick black line, should I say, I can underline the text that I'm reading. And it really does help to keep your place. You think about bank statements, they're very linear, aren't they? You've got to get all the way from the left, all the way around to the right. So that little feature, that line facility, thick black line, is a real advantage and a benefit. Now, the other thing, when comparing electronic magnification to a traditional magnifier, is that I'm sure most, if not all, that are included in this group will have a magnifier. And of course, we may start off with quite a large lens, and eventually, you know, the lenses get smaller and smaller, don't they? And so we end up with something about the size of a 2-pence piece, because the way that those types of magnifiers work is that the stronger the magnification, the smaller the lens. So we end up with a very small lens and a very small viewing area. So we end up reading perhaps a letter or a word at a time. The advantage with electronic magnification is that regardless of the magnification level that you need, you've always got that 5-inch screen. So you've got a much larger viewing area than you would have on a traditional optical magnifier. So the advantage is, you know, a bigger viewing area, a larger screen, which means you get more words visible. You've got the contrast, which was so essential, and it's got lighting built in as well. So we know two things are so important, lighting and contrast, that ticks both of those boxes. really simple and easy to use. And the nice thing is that it's ready in an instant. So it's been designed to be, you know, very user-friendly. So some will use it for, you know, reading their letters, you know, the newspaper, books, TV Times, that kind of thing. And obviously food packaging and medication. Some will also use it in the supermarket and find it really, really useful. Now, with a traditional magnifier, again, you know, we need to get very close to the thing that we want to look at. So in the supermarket, it's always a struggle with the high shelves and the low shelves, isn't it? Because we have to get so close to be able to see what we want to look at. The nice thing with this is you can actually press a little button and it freezes the image. It takes a picture, if you will. So that means that I can stretch out my arm to my top shelf. I can press the button, take an image or freeze an image, and then I can bring that magnifier much, much closer to me. So again, that's a really nice facility that we can use it in the supermarket for those difficult to reach areas. And of course, you know, we'll use it for looking at the what product it is, but also the, you know, the use by date as well can be quite tricky. So you've got the facility there. It's a really good quality camera, and it's got built-in battery. So that means that you're not fiddling to take batteries out and put batteries in. It's all built in, so you just recharge the battery. And the battery, it's about 3 to 4 hours continuous reading before you need to recharge. So it's a lot of reading, and it goes up to 22 times magnification. So even very small print, we can enlarge, and it's nice and clear and crisp. Another nice facility is that if we wish, we can connect it to a TV or a monitor. So whatever we're looking at it on the magnifier will then be enlarged on a bigger screen. So we know that we've got some customers that have a little TV or monitor set up in their kitchen, which means they can read their recipes on a bigger screen, or perhaps their mail when it comes in, they'll use the magnifier connected to the television, and then they've got a larger screen. It's really, really popular, very robust. It comes with a nice sturdy sleeve as well, so that when it's in your bag, it's not going to get scratched or damaged. So it's got the handle, as we mentioned, and as we pull the handle out, it turns on instantly. So you're not waiting for it to warm up, so it's ready in an instant. This really is one of our most popular products because of the quality and, of course, the portability of it. Very useful if we need something when we're out and about for our menus, if we, you know, when we get back to eating out and things, and in the supermarket, which is obviously so important. Normally, the cost of that device is £399. And I think for those that have done a little bit of research, you'll be aware that that is actually a very competitive price compared to others that are available. With the autumn offer, the cost is actually £320. So there's a nice discount available currently. And that discount, that autumn offer, is available until the 15th of January. So we've got, you know, a good month to have a little think about it. And a few nice things to be aware. One is that all the products come with a 2-year warranty, which is obviously important. And what we also offer is a money-back guarantee. So we offer a 45-day money-back guarantee. So if somebody purchases one of these, then they can give it a good try for 6 weeks. And if it doesn't work, you can just send it back for a full refund. So again, it just gives you that peace of mind. We don't want anybody purchasing something that's not going to suit their needs well. So you've got that 6 weeks, 45-day money-back guarantee. So another thing that we also offer is interest-free. So customers can spread the cost over 12 months. So 3, 6, 9, or 12 months, depending on your preference. Unfortunately, that's not available in conjunction with the discount. But for those that would find that beneficial, it's about £34 a month for 12 months. So again, we're trying to make it as affordable as possible to as many as possible. So that is a nice facility that we have available. And we know that some, you know, that are registered visually impaired or sight impaired, potentially, if they're registered, they will be receiving an allowance or a benefit or a credit, for example. And of course, that's the things to help with daily living, isn't it? So it may be a taxi 1 week, but it could be that, you know, a week's worth of that allowance would more than cover, you know, that the cost of that £34 per month for 12 months. So that's our Explore 5. I'll now explain about our next product called the Explore 8. So it's an 8-inch screen. So of course, you've got a much larger viewing area, which is really, really useful. The benefits, I guess, of having a larger screen is that you get more words on the screen. So there's a lot less movement needed when we're moving it along our document. Now with this one, it's not got a handle, but it does have a reading stand, and it's really well designed so that when you're gliding it across the document, it's not going to catch on the edge of your letter or your book or your magazine. And if I open up the stand, so I'm just flipping that down, it's on instantly. So again, it's ready to go in an instant. The buttons, again, are very tactile. They're on the bottom of the screen of this device. So we've got a plus to make the text larger. We've got a minus to, of course, make the text smaller. And then in the center, we've got the contrast. So again, we've got black on white, white on black, black on yellow, yellow on black. So depending on your preference, of course, we can change whatever the original is. So think about newspaper print. You know, it's very poor quality, isn't it? There's a reason we wrap our chips in it because it's obviously pretty poor quality. But even though it's beige and perhaps a slightly grey, we can change it to a really sharp, crisp black on white, which means obviously it's a lot easier then to see. And we've got the full colour option as well. So if we're looking at images or pictures in the magazine or photographs, then of course we've got all that detail. The nice thing is that it's a really, really good quality camera. So it's a better quality camera again. It's the Explore 5, the previous one I mentioned, is a high definition. The Explore 8 is an ultra high definition. So it's a really, really good quality camera. This one actually goes up to 30 times magnification. So really high levels of magnification can be kind of covered using this, which again is really beneficial. And this one has a touch screen. So for those that are familiar with touch screens, we can pinch on the screen to make the text bigger, or we can do the opposite to make it smaller. So that's a nice little facility as well. This one actually has two cameras. So one is set up for our close-up for reading our books, magazines, newsletters, that kind of thing. But if we pull the stand in, we can actually then use it as a distance camera. So we can look at something in the distance and we can increase the magnification. So that can be really useful. Often we mention about, you know, the bus timetables. Often they're at distance, aren't they, or at height. So we could use this briefly to have a little look at the bus timetable or the train timetables. We can use it to take a picture. So some will use it, you know, in a restaurant. If the menu happens to be on the wall, we can take a quick picture. Or coffee shops, the menus are always on the wall on a coffee shop, aren't they? So we know that can be really tricky. So we can take a quick little picture and then we can enlarge that, and we can pan around the image as well because it's a touch screen. So that's some of the really nice facilities of the Explore 8. Again, it's an integrated battery, so we can just plug in the cable just to recharge it. And that one's about 4 hours continuous, 4.5 hours continuous reading before needing to charge it. And this one goes up to 30 times magnification, so really high levels of magnification. So even very small print we can access. So of course, you know, for those that would that require larger levels of magnification, the bigger screen size is a lot more practical. As we said, you know, we get more words on the screen, and we don't have to move it then back and forth quite as much. And again, this one can be connected to a TV. So again, if we wanted to view whatever's on the magnifier on a bigger screen, then we've got that option. And with a distance viewing, I know my colleague demonstrated this with a lady who she was really struggling with the quiz questions on the quiz shows on the TV. You know, the questions come up in print on the screen. And so she found that was quite useful just to briefly pick up and have a little look at that. And she found that was quite useful for her needs. So that's the Explore 8. Again, it comes with a nice kind of sturdy cover. So if you're taking it out with you, perhaps to a restaurant or a coffee shop, then again, you know, it's going to be nicely protected. And it looks really nice. It looks a bit like a tablet. So, you know, it does, you know, it's not going to stand out at all. In fact, it looks really nice and stylish as well. So the cost normally is £699. Again, for those that are aware of this technology, most of the other 7-inch magnifiers that are available are about the same price. So you've got a much larger screen size with an 8-inch screen. In fact, that extra inch is actually 30% more viewing area, so nearly a third more words on the screen. So normally it's £699. Currently, with the autumn offer, it's £560. And we're also offering free delivery. And, you know, if you did send it back, free collection as well. So, as I said, we've got that 45-day money-back guarantee to give you that peace of mind that, you know, you can give it a good try, make sure that it does suit your needs. And I believe that, you know, Devon Insight actually has them available. So it may be the case that if in the future the resource center is open, then you may be able to see them there. But I appreciate that at the moment it's kind of a little bit limited in that regard, isn't it, with the current situation. But with that,
it is. It is, Stuart, at the moment. Due to COVID-19, we need to kind of keep everybody as safe as they can be. So the appointments with the resource center at Stratford Barton at the moment are on hold due to that. But at some point we will come out of this.
We will. So it's nice that they potentially would have that option in the future. But in the meantime, we've got that money back guarantee. And I think for most people that gives them a good opportunity to just make sure that it suits their needs. Gives them a good opportunity to give it a good try and put it through its paces to make sure that it's kind of doing what you want it to.
Absolutely.
So the next thing, to mention that we have more of the desktop magnifiers. So some of you may have seen them in the past, or may have them yourselves that you use regularly, We have the Reveal 16. So I'll just describe how what it is and how it works. So the Reveal 16 is a foldable desktop magnifier. So typically with desktop magnifiers, often they're quite large, quite bulky machines. They sit in the corner and that's pretty much where they stay. You know, it takes two people to get it there. And so often, you know, it's once it's sighted, that's where it stays. So the nice thing with the Reveal 16 is that it is foldable and it's a lot more lightweight. It's about 14 pounds in weight. So the nice thing is that, you know, if it was on the dining room table and the family comes around, you know, somebody will easily be able to get that out of the way so that it's not kind of not in the way at all. So whereas normally they're quite large, bulky machines, this one is a lot more compact. And of course, it means you can put it somewhere more practical. You know, some will have them in a bedroom and then they've got to walk, you know, across the house to get to this particular, or up the stairs to get to this particular room. Whereas this one, you know, it's you have the ability of putting it in perhaps a bit of a more practical area. So it's a foldable device. It's got a 16-inch screen, so it's a nice large screen. The dials are on the bottom of the screen. So there's a large dial to adjust the magnification. So we increase or decrease the level of magnification. There's a small dial for the contrast. So we mentioned about the different color contrasts that can be really beneficial. And then there's an off button. So there's three buttons, you know, or should I say two dials and one button. So it's really simple, really easy to use. And with that nice large screen size, of course, you know, reading is much more of a pleasure because there's a lot less movement needed of the document. So, you know, newspapers, letters, food packaging, you know, cooking instructions, books, all those kind of things can be really useful. Again, we've got the ability to put a line on the screen, that thick black line, so it makes it easier then when we're tracking along our document or for our bank statement, for example. So that can be really useful. And once we're finished, we can just fold the screen down, and then it's folded nice and compactly. People use it, of course, for the nice thing is your hands are free, so you're not actually having to move the magnifier. You may move the document, but it means because your hands are free, you can then, it gives you access to hobbies, that perhaps we've given up because it's perhaps a bit too challenging to do. Potentially, this might give you the opportunity to get those hobbies back. And it's been really nice me demonstrating it with, you know, people in Devon, actually. I demonstrated with one lady who really loved drawing and painting and wasn't able to do that for a number of years, and had a home demonstration, and it was exactly what she wanted. She could get her hand underneath and she could see on the screen exactly what she was doing. And so it was perfect for her her needs. And she's got her hobby back that she really loves. Another lady that I met, she wanted, of course, to use it for looking at her documents, but also things like she mentioned about knitting was a bit of an issue. So she could knit without looking at her hands. Of course, that was okay. But when she dropped a stitch, that was when it was really tricky. So the nice thing was that she was able to put her hands underneath the device, and then on the screen she could see the issue. She was able to pick up the stitch, a little technical term that I learned, and then she was able to continue her knitting then. She said, well, before that I just have to put it on the side and have to wait for somebody to come in, and then they'd, you know, fix it for me. But it's really frustrating for her in the meantime. So it's nice that it's given her that ability to be, you know, that level of independence again. So it's really nice for those different things that we might really enjoy. It's also got a distance camera, and that's really nice for things like watching the birds in the garden or the horses in the field. So again, I've had some fun demonstrating that, and the birds are virtually life size, which is really nice. So we were on a gentleman's kitchen table, had the device sat on there. The bird table was, of course, outside in the garden, and we were able to zoom in on the bird feeder, and we were able to see the birds virtually life size, which is really, really nice. I think they were a bit bigger than life size, actually. So again, it gives that opportunity to do those things that we really enjoy and perhaps, you know, miss out on. That's quite a nice facility. And recently demonstrated it to a gentleman that wanted to use it for watching the television. So of course, it just brought that screen a lot closer to him. He had a little table, of course, that he put the device on, and then he was able to point the camera at the television, increase the magnification until he was able to see then some more of the detail of the faces, and he enjoyed watching football. So he said, oh, I can see the players a lot better now. So again, that's a nice facility that some might choose to use it, as well as looking at photographs in full color. And one gentleman had a stamp collection, you know, reams of stamps, really enjoyed, you know, looking at the detail again of those. It's really nice to have the ability to do those things. So it's a screen that's 16 inches. There's a camera that sits behind that points down. And then there's a little plate underneath where we place our document. or where we can do our tasks underneath that camera. And as I said, it folds away, so it can be, you know, popped out of the way when not in use, or at least it can be folded down, so it's not this big obtrusive piece of technology sitting in the corner of the room. The cost ordinarily is £1,995, and again, for those that are aware, they'll appreciate that that is very competitive. With the autumn offer, the cost is £1,695, so quite a large discount available at the moment. And as I said, that runs until the 15th of January. Now, with our larger desktop machines, we are actually able to offer home demonstrations. And so the way we do those is I wear full PPE. So I've got a lovely disposable apron and gloves and a mask and a visor. And what we do as well is I take my temperature before I enter the home and the customer's temperature, and then we both wear masks as well. So again, that just means that we're COVID compliant, you know, whilst we're in this dreaded situation, but it means that we're keeping each other safe. And of course, we still keep that 2 meter distance as far as possible as well. But it just means that people can get the opportunity to get hands on and, you know, give it a little try and see if it kind of works for their particular needs. And again, you know, we've got that 45-day money-back guarantee. So if somebody wanted to give it a try, then you've got that ability. And if it doesn't work, of course, you can just send it back for a full refund. So that's a really lovely piece of kit that we have, a lovely option. We actually have two versions of this particular device. We've got the nice, simple, easy to use, you know, tactile version. And we also have a more advanced version. So it has all the same facilities. So we can use it as a live magnifier. We can use the distance camera, but it also then has text recognition. So you can actually take a picture of your book. It'll recognize all of the words on those pages, and then the words will automatically scroll on the screen. And so that means that rather than moving the book back and forth, the machine does all the work for you, which is really lovely. It means then that we can sit back and it's a lot more comfortable. And we've got a line facility, so it kind of runs in a bit of a ticker tape. Now, for those that have macular degeneration, that facility is really, really useful because, of course, you're able to focus on one portion of the screen, and then the words will slowly trickle into that good field of vision. So that's a really nice facility that we have available. Or we have a column format, so we know news readers read in that column format where it scrolls up the screen. You know, they read for hours on end, don't they? So it's nice you've got that ability in a really sharp contrast, and it's a nice comfortable pace. And it does also have speech. So if you wanted to, you could, you know, if your eyes are tired, you could also listen to that text being read to you. So you can have your books read to you. You can have your letters read to you, your mail, any printed text, it'll recognize and it'll read. And it works really well with columns. So if it's a newspaper or a magazine, it'll read the headline and then column one, column two, column three. So it's really clever. All you have to do is take a picture, press play, and the machine does the rest. So it is actually very straightforward to learn to do that. So that's a really lovely device as well. And it's got the text recognition and speech built in. It is also actually a full Android tablet. So for those that use a tablet for, you know, the internet or that kind of, you know, internet or emails, then that's all built in as well. So that comes built in to the Reveal 16i, the more advanced version. So for some that would use that part of it, then that's quite an advantage as well, because all of the icons and all of the are much larger than they would be on a standard tablet, and it's a 16-inch screen, so it's a lot larger than a standard tablet as well. Of course, many wouldn't use that part at all. They would just use the text recognition and the speech so that they can have their documents read to them. Again, we do home demonstrations, so if anybody would like to see that, we'd be very happy to provide that. They're always free and they're always no obligation. In fact, we leave the brochure with you and then we don't call you back. So if you are interested, you can call us. So again, I think it's really important to know that, it's no obligation and we leave it with you to have a think about it. There's no pressure at all to purchase. And for those that do decide that it's suitable for their needs and they decide to purchase one, you've still got that 45-day money-back guarantee. And we've got a really helpful technical support team. So they're on the other end of the phone. If there's any questions that you have, they'd be very happy to answer those for you. And that's ongoing support, which is really helpful and important. We really do pride ourselves on our customer service. That's really important to us. So we do like to look after our customers as best that we possibly can. So the cost of that device is normally £3,395. And again, that is, a competitive price. With the current autumn offer, it's £2,716. So quite a large discount available currently on that one. And as we said, that runs until the 15th of January. So we generally have them available in stock. So ordinarily, if somebody places an order, it's dispatched the following day for delivery the day after. So, most people would have it in time for the holidays if that's something that they wanted, of course. As I mentioned, we do home demonstrations. If you wanted to see that, we'd be very happy to offer that. And we've got the brochures available. So as I mentioned, if you'd like a brochure, then we'd be very happy to arrange that and to send that out to you. There's just one product that I'd also just like to mention. Kathy, just to check with yourself, what time are we kind of wrapping things up to allow time for questions and things? Is it, I know it finishes at 11:30. Do we allow 10, 15 minutes at the end for questions?
We would normally, yes, we would normally say if we can kind of aim for at least 10 minutes would be fantastic.
No problem at all. That's great.
Super.
So I'll just mention about the iPal Solo. The iPal Solo is a really lovely device. It's a document reader. So for those that really struggle with the mail, the correspondence when it gets sent to us, this is a lovely piece of kit that it just reads that letter to you. So there's nothing visual to look at. So for those that perhaps don't use magnification because it's just too tricky to do that, then this machine just reads your letter to you, or of course any printed text at all. It's a little black box. It's an A4 size, so it's perfect for our documents. We can feel exactly where to place our documents, so there's no guesswork. There's a camera that sits above it on a little arm, and that's got a sensor and a light built into it. So of course you've got a really good image with a light built into it, and the sensor means that as soon as you let the document go, it automatically takes a picture. So that means there's no buttons to press. It's really straightforward and simple to use. Those that have never used any technology will definitely be able to use this device. All you need to know is where the on button is, and the machine will do the rest. So you turn it on, you place your document on top, and then it just starts automatically reading within seconds. So it's really, really simple to use. And of course, any printed text. We know that some have talking books, which are fantastic. We've got a range of talking book players available that are, specifically designed for the visually impaired and blind. Very simple, very easy to use. But we also appreciate that, there are some books that you won't get on audiobook. We've got some customers that have, particular interests or autobiographies, and they've got the books on the shelf. They want to go to that book. Ideally, they'd like to read it. So this machine means that you can do exactly that. Go to the bookshelf, get your book, put it on the device, and then it'll read that a page at a time. And of course, it takes a couple of minutes really, doesn't it, to read each page. So it's nice and simple and very user-friendly to use. So that's the iPal Solo. We do also have a product that's similar. It's called Orcam. It's a little device that fixes on a pair of glasses. It does a similar thing in that it recognizes printed text and reads that back to you. And that on the actual device, it's very small. It fits in the palm of your hand. That's the kind of small size of it. But the way that it works is you fix it to a pair of glasses. It has a little speaker at the back and a camera at the front. You look at the document that you'd like to read. You tap on the device, which is on the glasses, and then it just starts reading that text to you. So again, you know, it's nice that it's very portable. It could be used when you're out and about to read a menu or in the supermarket. You know, we've got different options available. We've got a really good range of products. The nice thing is, you know, we've got the opportunity for people to give them a try and see whether it would suit their needs. Just to mention the cost of the iPal Solo, ordinarily it's £1,595. With a discount, it's £1,436. So again, a nice discount available on that one. And with the Orcam, the cost is £2,700 for the reader. So I really appreciate the opportunity to raise a bit of awareness about these wonderful pieces of technology. As I said, we've got brochures available. So please feel free just to say your name and if you're happy to provide your details for us to send you a brochure in the post. So you've got a physical, something to have a read of or to show friends and family. So thank you very much for the opportunity. And you know, if there's any questions, Kathy, then very happy to answer those.
Absolutely. Stuart, what we're going to do now is to open up the calls. If Louise and Tracy could do that, would be fantastic. And then if any people have any questions for Stuart, then please feel free to ask those now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Could I have the phone number, please, if I wanted to order a brochure?
Of course, yeah, no problem at all. I can read that out.
Actually, could I order a brochure now?
Of course, yeah. If I could just take your first and last name, please.
Yeah, it's Christina Chadwick.
No problem at all. And then I'll perhaps speak to Kathy or Louise or Tracy to get your details if you're happy with that.
Yes, fine. Okay.
Is there any particular brochures, Christina, that you would like?
Well,
range?
Well, the full brochure, if possible,
with the
offers on, the discount offers.
Okay, I can get that sent through to you as well.
Right. Okay.
Christina, what we can do is after the meeting, I can look up your contact details.
Right. Okay.
On our system and share that with Stuart.
Oh, it's that's fine.
Yeah, we don't advocate giving out any personal information on this type of forum.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Christina. Right. We'll arrange that for you. Does anybody else have any questions? Or would anybody else like some brochures sent out to them?
I've got one, it's okay. Can you hear me all right?
I can, yeah.
I can hear you faintly, yeah.
Christine, I was interested in what you called the second version of the item with a 16-inch screen, the one that we could use for emails.
Okay,
and
yeah.
I was wondering, can you also get things like YouTube if you're using it?
You certainly can, yeah. As it's a full Android tablet, it means that you can access all those kind of things and have those applications downloaded like YouTube or games even, you know, that lots of people use the tablets for games as well. So yeah, you can certainly use all that good stuff as well.
Right, that's useful to know, because I must admit, while we're self-isolating, YouTube can often provide things of interest and humour to help the day go by, which
that's
is
very true.
The other more general question is, have you got any suggestions, if we're keen gardeners that struggle to see what the plants are that are in the ground, or indeed some detail of the plants that are outside, would you suggest whether any of your technology would help us to see things more clearly there?
Well, I would suggest that perhaps the Explore 5 would be a good thing to try, because actually it's got a full colour option. When it comes to the detail, you could certainly use that to look at the different plants and flowers, and it is robust. It's got a little wrist strap on it as well, so you wouldn't be afraid of kind of dropping and smashing it, because you could just put the wrist strap around your wrist, so it shouldn't get damaged. But it might be worth giving that a try and see whether that suits your needs, and if not, you could always send it back if it doesn't work out for you.
Thank you. I have got an Explore 5, and I'm very glad I phoned in today, because you've reminded me of a lot more of the things I can do with it than what I tend to use it for. So thank you for that suggestion about the garden as well. I will try that, and thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be interested to find out how it works.
I'll try to give you back when it's not raining.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it might be a little while, yes, but that'd be very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pleased that was useful as well for a bit more information about that product that you've already got. Would you like a brochure of the Reveal 16i?
Yes, I would. Yes, please.
And could I just take your first and last name, please?
Yes. First name. And Mackay, M-C-K-A-Y, the last name.
M-C-K-A-Y is the last name. And what was the first name again?
Christine.
Christine, lovely. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Stuart.
Okay, and the same would be true of the previous person who had a query and wanted a brochure sent out. What I will do is I will share your contact details off our system with Stuart, so he can get the brochure out to you, Christine, if that's okay?
Absolutely fine. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else have any questions?
Kathy?
Hello?
Kathy? Would the lady who's struggling to see things in the garden, would she be able to use the Be My Eyes app to look at things in the garden?
I'm really sorry. You're quite faint. I heard seeing AI, but that would depend if the person had a smartphone. So I think it was Christine was talking about using equipment for recognising plants in the garden. But Christine, you already have the Explorer 5, don't you?
Well, I've already got the Explorer 5, and thank you to the lady that has just suggested that. We're in what I'd call a mobile not bot. I haven't got a smartphone.
There you go, yeah.
Or signal, but I'll certainly remember that.
Not as a BAI, Kathy, Be My Eyes, where a person.
Oh, Be My Eyes, sorry. Yeah. The line for some reason is really crackly, and I heard it as seeing AI. So Be My Eyes, yeah. But again, you would need internet connection or a smartphone to be able to use that app. We recommend that quite a lot to people, but it kind of depends whether they are using a smartphone or whether they are in an area where a phone can actually get a signal. And there are quite a few areas in Devon where that doesn't seem to be the case. There are pockets where there's no signal at all. But thank you for bringing that up, because you're absolutely right. Be My Eyes is a very good app that's available.
Good.
Does anyone else have any questions or suggestions? Or welcome. Okay, that's perfect. Okay, Stuart, I'd like to thank you again. That was a really, really informative talk.
You're very welcome.
To know, what equipment is available, and particularly about some of the offers, your autumn offer that's available right now. If anybody thinks of anything, you know what it's like when you go to an appointment or go to an event such as this, and then afterwards think, oh, I wish I'd asked that. If that's the case, please feel free to give us a ring at Devon Insight, we can bring that to Stuart's attention.
Yeah,
so he will be able to kind of like contact you and answer any further questions that you may have. Okay, well, it only leaves me again to thank Stuart for taking the time today to come and talk about the different pieces of equipment that are provided by Humanware, and give really good explanation of what those different pieces of equipment actually do.
And that's lovely. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate
available.
Having the opportunity.
It's nice for us to catch up as well.
It certainly is, yeah, lovely.
Okay, and just to let people know as well that our next speaker event is going to be with Luke Hoare from Amazon, and he is a marketing specialist at Amazon, and he can offer information about all the Amazon Alexa voice assistants, and I just had to say that and turn my head because I've got one sitting right next to me and I don't want to set it off. but in particular how they can be used in the visually impaired community. There are lots of different things that the way that smart speakers can actually support people with sight loss. And I'm still learning new things with mine. So that is next Tuesday at the same time, 10:30 start to 11:30. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today. And I hope to see you next week. Take care, stay well, and catch up with you then.